U.S. President Barack Obama once again reiterates Washington's stance for regime change in Syria.
Together, we're going to continue our efforts to increase pressure on the Assad regime, to provide humanitarian aid to the long-suffering Syrian people, to strengthen the moderate opposition, and to prepare for a democratic Syria without Bashar Assad. And that includes bringing together representatives of the regime and the opposition in Geneva in the coming weeks to agree on a transitional body, which would allow a transfer of power from Assad to this governing body.
Obama made the remarks at a joint press conference with British Prime Minister David Cameron. The British Premier urged the world to bring an end to the bloodshed in Syria. Cameron also said he supports Russia's stance for a political solution to the Syrian unrest. Moscow and Washington agreed last week to arrange an international conference to bring representatives of the Syrian government and the opposition to the negotiation table. No date has been set for the meeting yet. Joining us now from Pennsylvania via Skype is investigative journalist Dave Lindorf to discuss this further. Now, Mr. Lindorf, it is interesting to note that Obama speaks of both a diplomatic negotiated solution and yet says the Assad government must go and sets basically preconditions of what must happen. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think talking from the domestic point of view in the U.S., the president is sort of in a bind because he's taken a hard line saying that, you know, claiming that the Assad regime has used chemical weapons when, in fact, the evidence is at best spurious and is stronger that the rebels have used poison gas. But he's made this red line that he now... people feel that he has to act on because otherwise he'll look weak. So that's always dangerous when a president has to worry about whether he looks weak. So, and at the same time, the Syrian government is having the upper hand against the rebels in the civil war. So Obama has a pretty narrow range of choices. He either has to go along with a peace conference that basically the Russians have been trying to get for some time, with the U.S. and the rebels that it supports in a very weakened position, or he has to resort to becoming more involved in the war on the side of the rebels, with the U.S. providing arms. And I really don't know which way he would go on that. The you know, when you hear them talk about giving humanitarian aid, that's always a joke. I don't think the U.S. even knows what humanitarian aid is anymore. It's all about military aid. So I don't trust that.